Good evening. My name is Joe, and you're listening to The Garage Radio. Thanks for joining me. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Well, spring has sprung, and you can certainly feel it in the air, but that's mostly pollen. So I wanted to play a little music tonight that's a bit more bubbly, a bit more happy, a little leaning into pop, if you will, if we even dare to celebrate the season here. So stay tuned. Got a lot of great music coming up. Also got a lot of, some new tracks and some deeper cuts on the way. I have a Ramones track on the way, so stick around for that. But up first, here is an artist by the name of Worthy Kids. His real name, Ian Worthington, goes by the artist name Worthy Kids on a collaboration project he calls Billy Bones. This is live in Toronto, their song, Set On You. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio. Ramones there with Rockaway Beach. You're listening to The Garage Radio. Hope you're having a great night. My name's Joe, and thanks for joining me tonight. All right, I have some great music on the way. I have an artist by the name of Ginger Root to come. Make sure you stick around for him. And a classic track from The Kinks on the way. But up next in the springtime feel, here's a little Reckless Eric with his song, The Whole Wide World. Keep it tuned in here. Garage Radio.
Life of luxury, blazing on the sun. Lives.
Ginger Root is the name of that artist with his song Loretta, which I really, really dig his style. He's sort of homaging, 1980s Japanese pop music, that city pop feel, and he does an amazing job in that real funky retro kind of sound. And well, to keep in line with that, my next artist is actually a modern Japanese band by the name of Sunny Day Services, and they got a real funky tune here called In the Sun Again. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Keep doing this.
Start to your week. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for joining me tonight. I have a new song from an up-and-coming artist, up-and-coming group known as Castle Rat to come. So make sure you stick around for that. But up next, here's Franz Ferdinand with This Fire. Keep it tuned in here. Garage Radio.
Now there is a fire in me, a fire.
Into the Void debut release from the artist Castle Rat. Really dig their sound, that classic kind of 80s sledgy metal feel to it. Real great vibe to them. All right, coming up, I have a classic track from The Zombies to come, so stick around for that. But up next, a new song from Cage the Elephant off of their latest release, Neon Pill. This track's called Rainbow. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
Yeah.
That's it for me, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've had a great start to your week here. And, well, I'll catch you next week. This has been Garage Radio with Joe. And, well, thanks for listening. I'm going to end tonight off with a new song from an up-and-coming artist, Miss Remy Wolf. She's got a real nice, poppy, funky sound to her. So I wanted to end with a bubbly, upbeat song. This is her track, Cinderella. Thanks for tuning in.
Time.
tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Olivia Newton-John there with If You Loved Me, Let Me Know on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for the second hour of this week's show, the last episode of the ninth season. The tenth season starts next week. Love Unlimited Orchestra with Love's Theme started this hour off. I can talk. I really can. My name is Eric O'Brien. Happy to be with you for another week here on the program. Hopefully this hour is a lot better to listen to. Because, you know, somebody always screws around with the settings on my computers, and it doesn't always sound the same for some reason. Probably those updates, you know. Well, it's time to go off the beaten path and look at those sites around the country that don't seem to make any sense. But today we are in the Grand Canyon State or Arizona, and some of the... Just forget the typical tourist traps, and we're going to go to the bizarre places. First up, just a hop, skip, and a jump out off of historic Route 66 near Kingman, Arizona. You will find the world's largest petrified log. I'm sure you were excited about that. Now, while Arizona is famous for its Petrified Forest National Park, this behemoth stands proudly on private land, beckoning travelers to marvel at its sheer size. It's a prehistoric giant frozen in time and definitely worth that photo op. Now, continuing our quirky quest, let's go toward the quirky town of Jerome, perched precariously on Cleopatra Hill. While the entire town feels like a step back in time, keep an eye out for Sliding Jail. Yes, Sliding Jail. Due to the unstable terrain, this historic jail actually slid about 225 feet downhill from its original location. It's a testament to the wild history and unique geography of this former copper mining town, Boomtown. Now, for something a little more, a little more unusual, near this small town of Bowie, I thought that was in Maryland, but there apparently is one in Arizona as well, you'll stumble upon Thing. Yes, that's the name, Thing. Billboards for miles tease this mysterious attraction with cryptic messages. What exactly is the thing? Well, you'll have to pay a few bucks to find out, but let's say it involves a bit of taxidermy and a whole lot of what the heck did I just see? The country roadside oddity has been baffling and amusing travelers for decades, so go see Thing if you haven't seen it already, and it's not a movie. If you're feeling a bit peckish after that exploring, make a pit stop in the middle of nowhere at Cool Springs Station on Long Route 66. This beautifully restored gas station looks like it's been plucked out of a vintage postcard. This sounds like a tribute to Clark Ingram here. It's not just a photo opportunity. You can grab a bite to eat and soak in the nostalgic vibes of the Mother Road, Route 66. A little slice of history with a quirky charm. And finally, for a dose of pure unadulterated oddity, keep your eyes peeled